that nothing bad happened with the light and... Oh, grabbing my list here, sorry. Too much going on. It's always good to hear from you, Bill, and I'm glad that you had a chance also to go to the Hangout. I'm sorry to have missed that event and missed the Rain or Shine. You take care, Bill, all the members, and have a lovely rest of your weekend. Next on the list, we have Joan. And Joan, I've got my pretty teacup here, and I'm toasting it in your direction. Cheers, Governor. How's your weekend going?
Here is my IKEA coffee mug, positioned up to the little boom of my studio microphone. Cheers, Governor. I bought this IKEA mug at a neighborhood thrift store for a couple of bucks. And I thought, it says IKEA, it's got to be good. And, you know, but I was only risking $2 on my supposition. And it is good. It has the most comfortable handle of any of my coffee mugs. It's very natural feeling handle. You know, some of my coffee mugs have, the handles are, I mean, they look nice, but they're not as nice for holding the hot coffee mug in your hand for an extended period of time. Whereas I have to say, the IKEA, the Swedish coffee mug design, holds up. It's slightly smaller in volumetrically, than a couple of my other favorite mugs, which are probably favorite for various reasons, including their volume. But, and I have two Carl Hyacin books open. One's on the desk piano desk, and the other one's on the mixer, on the Mackie CFX 16 mixer that's off to my right. And I end up using my desks and pianos and mixers as flat surfaces for books. Books open, held open by clipboards or clips, binder clips. Now, why two? Well, because one is one of Carl Hyacin's novels, and the other is one of three anthologies of his columns, the Miami Herald